found an old postcard I wrote on the back. With some change in my pocket, I bought a few stamps. Welcome back to Postcards from Home. It's me, Dave, and
Jenny.
And the show is about postcards. We have old postcards that have been mailed and old postcards that have never been mailed.
You mean postcards that have been received?
Yeah. Postcard. Thank you, Jenny. Postcards that have been received and kept, and now we have them. And our last show was a postcard from, where was it, Jenny?
The Painted Desert in Arizona.
Yeah, and we had a pretty good response to that show, thanks to our family and friends on Facebook. And who did we send that postcard to, Jenny?
Well, we sent that particular postcard to my brother Steve, who the postcard story was actually about. So,
yeah,
Steve, be looking for the postcard to arrive in the mail shortly.
Yes. It only cost us 33 cents, and even if the price of postcard stamps go up, I think that's something we can still afford.
Once a week.
It's early in the morning, so we're, yeah.
We're a little bit...
not quite awake, and things are funnier than they should be.
Yeah, a little bit punchy.
All right. So today's show is going to revolve around a postcard from the state where we live, the state of Kansas. And Jenny, let's look at the front of that postcard.
Yes.
And I know we're going to post a picture of it up there, but sometimes people might be stepping away from their computer. So why don't you read to us what's on the front of the postcard? You don't have to read every single thing, but give us a good idea.
Well, it says, "Greetings from Kansas, the wheat state."
The wheat state.
The wheat state.
Not, yes, the sunflower state.
Well, we found, you did some research on the internet and found out Kansas is known not only as the sunflower state, but also as the wheat state. So
wheat.
Both titles apply to the state of Kansas.
Why is Kansas called the wheat state, or why was it called the wheat state? And I think Jenny has the answer to that.
According to the Kansas Department of Agriculture, nearly one-fifth of all wheat grown in the U.S. comes from Kansas. Farmers produce 400 million bushels of wheat a year, and that's as of 2011.
As far as we know.
So.
And what are some of the...
And the picture on it is literally a map of the state of Kansas, with some famous landmarks in Kansas. And this, again, is probably from the 1950s or 1960s, and not a word on the back of it except, "Greetings from Kansas, the wheat state."
And put stamp here.
Yes, put stamp here, and it is once again made in USA.
We know it's old.
Yes.
So. All right. Thank you.
We'll talk about the actual places later.
Okay. And now I believe Jenny's going to give us a brief history of the state of Kansas and why we call it the wheat state, among other things.
Named after the Kansas Native American tribe, which inhabited the area, the tribe's name is often said to mean people of the wind, or people of the south wind, although this was probably not the term's original meaning. Tribes in the eastern part of the state generally lived in villages along the river valleys. Tribes in the western part of the state were semi-nomadic and hunted large herds of bison. Kansas was first settled by European Americans in the 1830s. After the Civil War, the population of Kansas grew rapidly when waves of immigrants turned the prairie into farmland. Today, Kansas is one of the most productive agricultural states, producing high yields of wheat, sorghum, and sunflowers.
So they decided to call it the wheat state and the sunflower state, but no one wanted to call it the sorghum state.
Apparently not.
All right, so you said the front of this postcard has landmarks, but it looks like it also has names of Kansas towns.
Yes, all over the state, from the west to the east.
What are some of the towns on
the north?
On the from the far western reaches of the state?
The far western, one of the towns is Atwood, A-T-W-O-O-D.
Atwood. Atwood is where our good friends Mike and Shandy and their family live.
All boys.
Yeah, at this point. And one of the cool things about Atwood is it's a remote little town. And I just remember that when we were visiting that one time, there's a sign on the far edge of town that normally says, Atwood, where people care. And Mike told me what the young people of that town like to do is wait till everyone's asleep in the middle of the night, and then they go out to that sign, and they mark out the C. So it says, Atwood, where people are. And that's my story about Atwood.
Funny.
Obviously not. All right, some of the other towns, and you tell a story about one of the towns.
Well, another town is Colby, which is on the way to Denver.
It doesn't have a sister
Dodge City.
Colby Jack.
Which, that's in southwest Kansas, where Dave and I have been to at least once, if not a couple times.
Didn't we see a gunfight there?
Yes, we did. And we drank sarsaparilla. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
In a saloon.
And we saw the Boot Hill Cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's left of it. I forgot about the Boot Hill Cemetery.
Yes. So it's your turn. What's one of the towns you've been to?
Well, let me look at it here. Okay, Topeka, where the state capital is. And Topeka is going to play an important part. We'll be talking about that when we recap this show in the next show.
But here in Topeka, the rain is a-fallin', the faucet is a-drippin', and the kids are a-ballin'. One of them a-toddlin', and one is a-crawlin', and one's on the way.
But Topeka was also home, and it may still be, of this one little coffee house where Chris and I used to play guitar. And I've also had to go there to get things auto title related, and because it's our state capital.
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of cattle in Kansas. We've driven home to in southwest Nebraska, and driving through the state of Kansas.
Can I just say one thing about how I learned how cows could predict the weather?
Yes, you may.
All right. You know what it means when cows are lying down? That means it's going to be sunny. When the cows are standing up, that means it's going to rain. And when the cows are in the trees, that means it's going to flood.
Another good one, Dave.
You forgot about that?
No, I remembered it.
So that was a courtesy laugh.
Just.
All right, go ahead.
I've heard that story.
I just like that story.
Well, another landmark and town is Abilene, Kansas.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Home of President Eisenhower. Where Dave and I have been. We've stayed all night in Abilene before. We've also seen the house where President Eisenhower grew up.
And the Eisenhower Memorial.
Yes. So, very interesting. And we've been to Fort Leavenworth and several other places. but
don't have as memorable stories.
Right. Yeah.
Or stories that we're not going to share.
We've also been to, why don't you share about the Geographic Center?
Oh, that's not even on here.
But yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah, in the upper.
Okay, they actually do have the Geographical Center of the Continental United States is located in north central Kansas. And Jenny and I found it many years ago, back when we were like, looking for weird little spots. It's actually not too far from the world's largest ball of twine, which is not on this map, on this postcard in Cawker City. But anyway, the Geographical Center of the United States, because I think this card was made before Hawaii was a state and Alaska was a state. So the lower 48 was the United States. There is a little marker there that gives you the latitude and longitude of the Geographical Center of the Continental United States. And when they say Midwest, you're standing right there.
Do you remember what town it's by?
I don't. I would have to look that up. And okay. Well, like right on here, it actually says it's east of Downs and west of Concordia and north kind of Beloit. Have we ever been to Beloit?
Not that I recall.
Okay. So that's Kansas. And we are sending this postcard to one lucky person. And this time we know who we're going to send it to. We're not going to share that information until the next show. But this person, or I should say this family, they actually do live in Kansas. So how surreal would that be to get a postcard from the state? Or about the from the state. Yeah, the state sent you a postcard. How if we got a postcard sent from someone and it said greetings from Kansas, I know I would just start laughing because I live in Kansas.
Yes, but this person actually sent a special request
and their address.
To where did they send it to, Dave?
They actually Facebooked it to us.
Right, but can they message you on Facebook or send a request via davidcedillo.com?
Yeah, actually, if you want to go to my blog, davidcedillo.com, that's davidcedillo.com, and just make a comment on something and then include your address. Or when you see my name there, you can look for me on Facebook and send me a private message if you don't want your address to be seen by the entire world. We can take care of that too. But that's how you can get in touch with us. So
anyway, we hope you've enjoyed this production of Postcards from Home. Thank you for listening.
See ya.
So watch out for my postcard, it's coming to you. And if you have some loose change, then you can send me one too.